This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good morning. It is 8:32, News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN, The Morning Conversation. We're joined today by Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Good morning, Dr. Bob.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning. So we have been talking with you, obviously, for the last few years as getting our COVID updates for Douglas County. Where are we at currently with COVID and how that's affecting our area?
We are in a very good spot. Over the last week, we've had only about 50 cases in the last week, which is certainly a good sign. Our number of people in the hospital are decreasing, and overall, the amounts of the disease are really down, both in Douglas County, in Oregon, and pretty much throughout the U.S.
And with the lifting of mandates and people getting together, there are some concerns floating around that more spikes could be in store for us. What do you see happening in the near future as opposed to the long-term future?
Well, there certainly is more gathering. When you drive around town, just looking at the number of people who are out is up, and that's a good thing. And there certainly is some risk that there'll be a spread, but we just haven't seen it.
Well, that's fantastic. And as we go on, too, with the cases that you have been dealing with in Douglas County, what are you seeing from people who have had COVID and have essentially gotten better but might still be dealing with some lingering effects? What are those like?
Well, we know that about 25% of the people who have the disease will have what we call long COVID, and that's symptoms 6 or more weeks after you have the acute disease. And we see a lot of people who have fatigue, tiredness, brain fog. And one of the ones that's been the most common has been this sense of chest tightness, like they just can't get a full breath of air in.
And are there therapies being developed for those people? I mean, this is obviously, you know, new because we haven't dealt with long COVID before. So how are you able to treat those patients?
There is no accepted treatment yet. Now, we do know that most people get better with time. And so that many of the people had symptoms 2 or 4 months after their COVID. By the time they were a year out, they were getting better. And certainly among the kids that we've seen with this, they struggle with it for a few months, but eventually get better.
And now what about when people have it and are contagious with this long COVID? Does that mean that people with the long COVID are contagious longer as well?
No. They're only contagious for the same period, typically 5 to 10 days. So they don't have the disease longer. They just have the secondary effects of the infection.
Okay, so that seems to be good news. And with things opening up, like you said, people getting out and about. Now, what is this doing for, say, other things that tend to come up seasonably, like flu?
Right, so we had very little flu last year. We had a little bit this year. And we've seen a few significant flu cases this last 2 weeks. So there still is some flu out there. So you've not yet gotten your flu shot for the season. It's not too late. But flu is one of those things that we expect to see some cases of between now and the next time. And there's also the other kind of stuff that just grows around every springtime that we're seeing now that kids are back at school without masks. People are gathering more. We're just seeing more of just the regular infectious diseases.
With restrictions lifting and people gathering more, what are some of those main kind of precautionary measures that we should still be taking?
Well, there are a few things that I'd recommend. One is if you're sick, stay home. So many times we've seen people say, I'm just moderately sick. I'll go to work and then spread it to everybody at work. And so if you're sick, really stay home. The other thing we're asking people to do, because there is a lot of testing available, that if you are sick with COVID symptoms, get tested, either a home test or at your doctor's office. If you're positive, then to stay home for at least 5 days, and 10 days is better. We still have some people wearing masks, and people wear a mask because they want to have extra protection. Maybe they got an immune problem. Maybe they're caring for a sick grandmother. So if you see somebody wearing a mask, just be kind.
And we've been hearing that COVID is not over, even though things are opening back up, gatherings are happening again. COVID isn't over. What does the long term for Douglas County look like living with COVID?
Well, it really depends upon the new variants. If there are not any new significant variants, what we would expect is to see a low number of cases, but not zero, over the next year or so. because there's still a bunch of people who are not immunized, never had the disease, and could get the disease. So I don't think we're going to get down to zero cases. But the big wild card are variants. If there's a new variant that doesn't respond well, or for which the vaccine doesn't work, we could be back in it just deep. But right now, we look really, really carefully for variants, and we're not seeing a lot of new variants on the horizon.
Are there still resources and information that people can access about the current COVID variants?
Well, our hotline is open every day. OHA has a very nice site on the variants, and I can tell you it'll be big news. So if there is a new dangerous variant on the horizon, you'll hear about it.
You'll hear about it here on News Radio 93.9 FM 1240 KQEN.
Exactly.
Well, Dr. Bob, the last few years have been so busy and full of so much for you personally. How are you doing with it all?
I'm doing great. We have a fabulous team here in the county working together. We've had so many helpers throughout the community. We had a great team here. So actually, this has been not only a fascinating scientific story, but it's also been a great great example of teamwork, both in the organization and throughout the community.
Well, prior to COVID hitting Douglas County, you had been working with some of those drive-through vaccination clinics. Do you feel like that really helped get Douglas County a step ahead when we had the COVID hit Douglas County?
Absolutely. So we had already worked with the partners we needed to do to make that work. And so when we had to do drive-throughs, either for testing or then for vaccines, when we had to set up the call center, all of those things were just like one more episode of the drills.
This sounds like very good news for Douglas County, but is there anything else that you might want to mention before we go today?
If you're sick, stay home, because there is going to be some flu out there, there is going to be some COVID out there, and we just don't want it spreading.
That's very good advice from our own Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Thank you so much for spending some time on the Morning Conversation with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course, and we'll talk to you again soon, because we love getting our updates on our health and wellness here in Douglas County. Dr. Bob, have a great morning.
You too.
Thank you. That's been the Morning Conversation here on News Radio 93.9 FM 1240 KQEN.